The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And for this program, we're going to start out with Raleigh Little Theater. Of course, the theater complex is two blocks west of Cameron Village. Currently, through August 5th, it's Into the Woods. This epic musical is about wishes, family, and the consequences of the choices that we make. August 17th through September 2nd, Sister Act. And this, of course, disco diva Dolores Van Cartier witnesses a murder. She's put in protective custody in the one place that the cops are sure she won't be found, a convent. And it gets crazy from there. Saturday, September 15th, The Canals. The Raleigh-based band, The Canals, return to the stage with Dylan Fence and the Mayflies USA in the Stevenson Amphitheater. Presented by the Cat's Cradle, concert starts at 4. You can bring your own dinner, but no glass bottles and no alcohol. Sunday, September 16th, Raleigh Little Theater, Raleigh Symphony Orchestra Fall Pops Concert. This casual, family-friendly concert experience features the Raleigh Symphony Orchestra and an exciting neighborhood atmosphere. This is performed outdoors at the Scotty Stevenson Amphitheater. The concert starts at 3. Saturday, September 22nd, is Groove in the Garden 18. Back for year 4 of Groove in the Garden in the Stevenson Amphitheater in Rose Garden. Tons of great live music, local food trucks, vendors, and more will all be on hand to make the annual garden party one of the most fun days of the year. This is suitable for all ages. September 28th through October 14th, Raleigh Little Theater, The Revolutionists. Frances Fife for Equality and Freedom propels itself to modern times with this bold, brave, and blisteringly funny new work about feminism, legacy, and standing up for one's beliefs. Then October 19th through the 28th, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Journey to the Land of Narnia. Discover the magic and mystery of Aslan, the Great Lion, his struggle with the White Witch, and the adventures of four children who inadvertently wander into an old wardrobe. Then November 30th through to December 16th, the musical comedy Cinderella. July 11th through the 27th, Measure for Measure. February 15th through the 24th, Junie B. Jones, the musical. March 8th through the 24th, Bob Marley's Three Little Birds. And then also for the rest of the 2018-29 season, April 12th through the 28th, Ken Ludwig's Baskerville, a Sherlock Holmes mystery. May 18 and 19, Raleigh Symphony Orchestra Spring Concert. And then May 31st through June 16th, it's Pippin. That's all at Raleigh Little Theater. Okay, North Hills. As we've stated before, it's in its 11th season for the Midtown Beach Music Series. It's in the Commons each Thursday from 6 to 9. Three concerts left in that series this summer. August 2nd, it's the Band of Oz. August 9th, Liquid Pleasure. August 16th, The Embers, featuring Craig Woolard. Also at North Hills, on Sunday, September 16th, it's the Midtown Bluegrass Series, Lonely Heartstring Band, and Circus Number 9. A reminder, the Friday Night Tributes concerts every week at North Hills, August 24th through October 12th. And lest we forget, Saturday, August 18th, Summer Days Music Festival at North Hills celebrates summer, the inaugural Summer Days Music Festival, taking place at the North Hills Midtown Park. All right, taking a look at the amphitheaters in the local area, Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. Wednesday, August 1st, is Janet Jackson State of the World Tour. Thursday, August 9th, Dierks Bentley, Brothers Osborne, and Lanco. Friday, August 10th, Phish. Saturday, August 11th, Pentatonix. Sunday, August 12th, Wiz Khalifa and Ray Sremmurd. Saturday, August 18th, it is Jason Aldean, Luke Combs, and Lauren Elena. Friday, August 24th, Brad Paisley, Dan Tominski, and Kane Brown. Saturday, September 1st, Kid Rock, Brantley Gilbert, and Wheeler Walker Jr. Tuesday, September 4th, G-Eazy, Ty Dolla $ign, and Lil Uzi Vert. Friday, September 14th, Zach Brown Band. Monday, September 17th, Niall Horan and Maren Morris. Thursday, October 4th, Lady Antebellum, Darius Rucker, and Russell Dickerson. And closing out the season on Friday, October 12th, Chris Stapleton with Marty Stewart and Brent Cobb. Switching gears to the Red Hat Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh. Friday, August 3rd, Kids Bop. Tuesday, August 7th, Rise Against. Wednesday, August 8th, OAR, with special guest Matt Nathanson. Friday, August 10th, LSD Tour, Lucinda Williams, Steve Earle and the Dukes, and Dwight Yoakam. Wednesday, August 22nd, Need to Breathe. Monday, August 27th, Leon Bridges. September 7th through the 9th, Hopscotch Music Festival Select Concerts. Thursday, September 13th, For You, a symphonic celebration of Prince. Friday and Saturday, September 28 and 29, Select Concerts for the IBMA Wide Open Bluegrass. Friday, October 12th, Humphreys McKee with special guest Zach Deputy. And Cary's Cocobooth Amphitheater. This is on Regency Parkway in Cary. Friday, August 3rd, Movie Time with Cars 3. Sunday, August 5th, Darcy Lynn and Friends with special guest Pelican 212. Another movie on Friday, August 10th, Beauty and the Beast Sing-Along. And the final movie of the season, Friday, August 17th, A Wrinkle in Time. Back to the concerts, Saturday, August 18th, Black Violin, the Classical Boom Tour. Friday, August 24th, Masters of the Mic with Slick Rick, Dougie Fresh, Mr. Cheeks, Naughty by Nature, Eric B. and Rakim, and Blackstreet. All right, the Pickin' in the Bluegrass series, Pickin' in the Pines Bluegrass series, starts Wednesday, August 29th with Grass Street. The series runs every Wednesday through September 26th. So, Wednesday, September 5th, it's Kaylin Robertson with Victor DeMarco. Wednesday, September 12th, Pickin' in the Pines, Garrett Newton Band with Carolina Lightning. Wednesday, September 9th, Diamond Creek. Saturday, September 8th, need to go back up a little bit, Tacos and Taps. Then Thursday, September 20th, the Old Crow Medicine Show, special guest Dawes. Saturday, September 22nd, 2018 Dragon Boat Festival. Wednesday, September 26th, back with the Pickin' in the Pines, Johnny Folsom 4 and Patsy Cline Tribute. Thursday, September 27th, it is Vince Gill. Friday, September 28th, Jason Isbell in the 400 unit. Saturday, October 6th, Brunch Fest. And also, Rosé After Hours. Friday and Saturday, October 19 and 20, it's Triangle Oktoberfest. And then Friday and Saturday, October 26 and 27, Theater Raleigh presents the Rocky Horror Show. Okay, let's move over to Durham with the Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC. Tickets are available through the following outlets, dpacnc.com, the DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787. Of course, the Ticket Center is on Vivian Street. You can get tickets there as well. Or you can contact Ticketmaster. Tuesday, August 7th at DPAC through Sunday, August 12th, the Book of Mormon. Wednesday, August 15th, it's Lyle Lovett and his large band. Saturday, September 8th, Joe Coy. Coy's humble beginnings in the stand-up comedy arena took place in Las Vegas coffee shops in the early 1990s. Monday, September 10th, is Dr. Jordan Peterson. Thursday, September 20th, My Favorite Murder Live. Sunday, September 23rd, Bill Maher. For over 20 years, Bill has expanded the boundaries of where funny political talk can go on an American television. First on Politically Incorrect, and for the last 14 years on HBO's Real Time. Friday, September 28th, Brian Regan. Critics, fans, and fellow comedians agree Brian is one of the most respected comedians in the country, with Vanity Fair calling Brian the funniest stand-up alive and Entertainment Weekly calling him your favorite comedian's favorite comedian. Saturday, September 29th, Joan Baez and her Fare Thee Well Tour 2018. As a special offer to fans purchasing tickets for Baez's U.S. tour, a CD or digital download of her latest album, Whistle Down the Wind, is included with every ticket purchased. Sunday, September 30th at the Durham Performing Arts Center, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Friday and Saturday, October 5 and 6, The Naked Magicians. Thursday, October 11th, Lord of the Dance, Dangerous Games. Don't forget, probably no tickets left anyway, but Tuesday, November 6th through Sunday, December 2nd, Hamilton. There you go. All right, with students returning to area colleges soon, thought we'd take a look at a few of the things available in entertainment-wise at the universities. Let's start out with NC State in Raleigh. Most everything is at Thompson Hall. Saturday, September 15th and Saturday, March 2nd, David Rusev, reality Halfway to Dawn, the Strayhorn Project. Though instrumental to the creation of one of the most important bodies of work in American music, Billy Strayhorn remains decidedly less known than his larger-than-life collaborator. As Duke Ellington's main arranger and writing partner, he wrote or co-wrote Ellington's signatures like A-Train, Satin Doll, and others. But gay, out, and living in Harlem in the 40s through the 60s, Strayhorn died largely unknown for his work, having instead led a private life. Thursday, September 20th, Arts NC State, Frank Warren's Post Secret Live. Warren is the most trusted stranger in America. He is the creator of the Post Secret Project, a collection of a million-plus artful secrets that have been mailed to his home on postcards anonymously. The Post Secret website has become a phenomenon in itself, earning over 700 million views and making it the world's largest advertisement-free blog. This is at Stewart Theater at 7. Then on Friday, October 19th, Arts NC State, Ranky Tanky. Gula comes from the West African language and means a people blessed by God. Ranky Tanky translates loosely as work it or get funky. In this spirit, this Charleston, South Carolina-based quintet performs timeless music of Gullah culture, born in the southeastern Sea Island region of the United States. This is Stewart Theater at 8 o'clock. Switching gears to Duke performances. All shows start at 8 o'clock unless noted. Thursday, September 13, Jason Moran and the Bandwagon. Friday, September 14th, Moran and Fats Waller Dance Party. Saturday and Sunday, September 22nd and 23rd, Narityagram Dance Ensemble and Chitrasena Dance Company. Pew. Reynolds Industries Theater, Saturday night's performers is at 8, Sundays is at 3. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, September 26th through the 28th, Will Oldham, a.k.a. Bonnie Prince Billy. Wednesday's Lecture 1, Making Songs, is already sold out. Thursday's Lecture 2, Recording and Performing Songs, is at Sound Pure. And Friday's event is a full band concert at Baldwin Auditorium. Then on Saturday, September 29th, Chompy Quartet, Concert Number 1. For its first outing with new cellist Caroline Stinson, the Chompy Quartet maintains its annual tradition of beginning each new season with a string quartet from Haydn, the architect of the form. Okay, Carolina Performing Arts program start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. September 14th through the 16th and 18th through the 23rd. This is the Plastic Bag Store. This is no ordinary store. All of the products that line the shelves are just plastic bags. There are bottles of bags, cans of bags, boxes of bags, and, of course, bags of bags. Each product, an original design made from discarded plastic, stuffed inside other discarded plastic, creating an endless cacophony of packaging. At night, this store comes to life with live performers, dynamic sets, hidden worlds, and inventive puppetry to tell a darkly comedic, sometimes tender story that explores how the plastic refuse we are leaving behind might be misinterpreted by future generations. Performances are at the Current Art Space and Studio. Friday, September 14th, Carolina Performing Arts, Nico Case. You might want to brace yourself for Hell On, Nico's latest album, released on June 1st. 5 years have passed since Case's last solo project, The Worse Things Get, The Harder I Fight, The Harder I Fight, and The More I Love You. This is at Memorial Hall. Friday, September 21st, Flutronics. Ingenious composers, musicians, and vocalists Nathalie Joachim and Allison Loggins Hall create original works for flute, voice, electronics, and live drums featuring their signature art pop sound. This is at Moser Auditorium, Hill Hall. Friday, September 28th, Brooklyn Rider and Magos Herrera. Saturday, September 29th, Buddy Guy at Memorial Hall. Okay, let's take it some of the clubs. In Raleigh, the Ritz on Industrial Drive. Most shows start at 8 unless noted. Saturday, August 4th, WRDU Rockin' at the Ritz presents Trial by Fire, 7 o'clock. Friday, August 10th, the Purple Madness Prince Experience featuring Bobby Miller. Saturday, August 11th, WRDU Rockin' at the Ritz presents Shoot to Thrill at 7. Thursday, August 16th, Playboy Carty. Friday, August 17th, Band of Horses. Thursday, August 30th, Bad Fish, a tribute to Sublime. Wednesday, September 12th, Live Nation presents Lil Baby, Harder Than Ever Tour. Friday, September 14th, Cherub. Saturday, September 15th, Stone Sour. And Sunday, September 16th, Shaky Graves, the Tour X9 World Tour. Okay, Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street in Raleigh. Thursday, August 2nd, Ganja White Night with Sub Doctor at 7. Friday, August 3rd, it's Cosmic Charlie at 9. Saturday, August 4th, North Carolina Waterfest Benefit Concert featuring Scythian, Holy Ghost Tent Revival, David Childers, and Beers and Banjos, and that all starts at 6. Tuesday, August 7th, Pennywise at 9. Friday, August 10th, 2018 Brotherhood Bash Block Party. That starts at 4:30. Friday, August 10th, the Mantras at 11:15. Saturday, August 11th, Metal Pole Mayhem at 9. Sunday, August 12th, Todd Nance and Friends at 8. Thursday, August 16th, Sister Hazel with Tom Mackle at 8. Friday, August 17th, Valleys with Discoveries, Unicorn, Constellation Atlas, Continuations. That's all starting at 7:30. Friday, August 24th, ID featuring Mount Crushmore, Neon Tiger, Electrochemical, and Aggression. That starts at 10. And then Saturday, September 1st, the Black Lilies. That concert starts at 8:30. And then the Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blount Street in Raleigh, and that most of the concerts start at 9, unless noted. Wednesday, August 1st is Deltaphonic. Thursday, August 2nd, Local Band Local Beer with King Draft, Jared Sales, and D.L. Zine. Friday, August 3rd, Coletta and Super Yamba Band with Boom Unit Brass Band. Saturday, August 4th, Hearts and Daggers Final Show. That starts at 2. Also Saturday, August 4th, Ellis Dyson and the Shambles with Folk Soul Revival and Jump Mountain. Sunday, August 5th, Sunday Fun Day and Bloody Mary Bar with Stevens Pharmacy and the Feeds. That starts at 7. Also on Sunday, August 5th, Slime Hole and Comatose present Little Ugly Maine. Monday, August 6th, Tony Harris Cancer Benefit with Travis Larson Band, Skeeter Washington, and more, starting at 7:30. Tuesday, August 7th, Resonated with Sea Water. Wednesday, August 8th, Dysentery with Ghost of Saturday Night. Thursday, August 9th, Hip Hop R&B and LBLB with Carolina Waves Pre-Awards Concert. Friday, August 10th, Caravan to Creek Pre-Party with Big Daddy Love and members of Fireside Collective, starting at 3. Also on Friday, August 10th, Red Barat at 8 o'clock. Friday, August 10th, Caravan to the Creek After Party with Dr. Bacon and Silo Joe, and that starts at 11:15. Saturday, August 11th, Porsche 40 and the Up and Up. Sunday, August 12th, Sunday Fun Day and Bloody Mary Bar with Cliff Wheeler Band, Zuzu Welsh, and the Drowned Hounds, starting at 12. And then Sunday, August 12th, Gina Zoe, and her concert starts at 8 o'clock. And if you're looking for some free music events around the region, and there are lots of them, we'll go through a few of them, Weaver Street Markets holds several. The Carrboro and Hillsboro locations host jazz brunch every Sunday from 11 to 1. Also on Sundays, the Southern Village location hosts its Sunday concert series on the green from 6 until 8. Then every Thursday, the Carrboro location hosts After Hours from 6 to 8. And the Southern Village location hosts Friday After Hours each week on the patio from 5 to 7. Carolina Inn Fridays on the Front Porch are held each week through October 13th from 5 until 8. No cover charge or reservations required. Freight Train Blues Concert Series in Carrboro takes place on Fridays from 6:30 to 8:30 at the Carrboro Town Commons on Main Street. Meadow Mound Music Series in Chapel Hill. The concerts are held in the village or at the gazebo. The shows in the village take place the first Friday of the month through October at 6. The two shows at the gazebo are on Saturdays are at 6:30. Let's do that one again. The two shows at the gazebo in Chapel Hill are on Saturdays at 6:30. Bynum Front Porch Music Series weekly concert in Pittsboro that takes place Fridays from 7 to 9 through August 31st. And you've got the live music series at Pittsboro's Roost Beer Garden. This series is at Farrington Village Thursdays through Sundays. The times are usually 5 to 8 on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and then 3 to 6 on Sunday. Music on the Main at Streets of South Point, free music series, Saturdays from 6 to 9 through September 29th. Rock the Park Movie and Concert Series takes place through August at various Durham parks. Once a month, a concert takes place at a Durham park, and then once a month, there's a movie. The concerts and movies are free and open to the public. Food vendors will be on site. Friday night on White Street, this free music series takes place the second Friday of each month through September, starting at 6 p.m. along South White Street in Wake Forest. Food trucks will be on hand and beer will be available for purchase from White Street Brewing. Coolers are not allowed. Lawn chairs and blankets are encouraged. Saturdays in Saxapaha, concerts are held at River Mill Village on Saturdays through August 25th. The farmers market also will be open from 5 to 8, and live music will take place from 6 to 8. The concert series is free. And then, of course, I want to remind you about the Hopscotch Music Festival. It is coming up September 6th through the 8th. Miguel and Liz Fair are among the most recognizable names of artists appearing. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions about the program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.